At this point, I'd like to make it clear that I'm not advocating people should necessarily go against what their doctors tell them to do. I believe that most doctors are caring and concerned practitioners who really want to help their patients, and I think people should always seek the advice of a qualified physician as well as look into alternatives. In fact, quite a few people have found out about my book, Outsmart Your Cancer, because their doctor recommended it. I'd like to go back one last time to that New York Times article I mentioned earlier. In talking about conventional medicine, the article makes the point that cancer is complicated for various reasons, and that, quote, no one has figured out the weak link in cancer cells that would lead to a cure, end quote. Once again, this is true only in the world of conventional medicine. You have a right to know that many weak links in cancer have been discovered, and many successful methods for attacking those weak links to produce real cures have been found. You just don't hear about them because they have systematically been ignored by the cancer industry and are now found only in the realm of alternative medicine. This is why I titled my book Outsmart Your Cancer. I specifically chose the term outsmart because non-toxic approaches work in very smart ways, and they target those characteristics that are common to all cancer cells but are not shared by normal healthy cells. By doing this, they leave healthy cells unharmed. Speaking of leaving normal healthy cells unharmed, let's move on now to the remarkable approach called protocell. One of the wonderful things about protocell is that it is so safe it can even be administered to infants. These next two testimonials are very inspiring, given that so many young children today are developing cancer.